Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., bringing you more and more and more free hypnosis training videos. And every one of them, I think, what do I wish I would have known earlier on in my career? And then my co-hosts like Brenda and Erica and Celeste before them and Meredith, they come up with these ideas. It gets either ones they think of themselves or that are sent in or that they catch questions being asked on different groups on the internet. They bring them in so that we know that they're all pertinent and interesting to you. If you have a question, go to calbanyan.com right below this video and leave a comment right down there. And we'd be happy to consider that for future podcasts. Hey, this one, as I alluded to last video, we've got a list of four videos that we're doing. This is the second one in the series. And this one is called So Many Feelings, Where in Age Regression Do I Start? So another one about age regression. And then next time we're going to be talking about countering the happiness equals food information and brainwashing that's been going out there either through the media or even through our dear grandmother. And then after that, we're going to do a video on the challenge of the really, really small problem and how working with small problems can be more of a problem than working with big ones. It's kind of weird. Let me introduce you to Brenda. Brenda is my effervescent co-host. She's smart. She's humorous. She's very excited about the profession. She loves her clients. Her clients love her. And one of the things I am most grateful for, besides her being here and being a co-host, I mean, which is like great. I just love having my co-hosts, is that she helps supervise the practice times in our hypnosis certification training program. So I'll teach in the class, and then we have people break into practice groups, and she makes sure everybody's doing things right. Now, before she came to the world of hypnosis, she got a bachelor's degree in criminology. She got a master's, I got that backwards, bachelor's degree in sociology. I almost said Scientology. No, that's not right. Bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology. She worked professionally at a rape crisis center. And, you know, she's just one of those people that really, really cares. And I'm proud to call her a co-host. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today. I am thrilled to be here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center with Cal Banyan, the hypnosis celebrity and authority on hypnosis that works. Cal has received almost every award and recognition in the profession. He's been in the profession for 19 years. We're counting down, looking forward to year 20. But Cal has appeared on both television and radio promoting his books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, as well as The Secret Language of Feelings. He obviously brought us five-path hypnotherapy, really mastering the skills of age regression and forgiveness work as well, and bringing us the seventh path self-hypnosis. And Cal really does a great job with bringing, you know, grads, the field of hypnosis together to be the best of the best. And, you know, I'm very thrilled to be here as part of helping support the best of the best and answering questions, supporting, and so that we can really help our clients. You know, in the end, why do we want to be the best? So that we can help our clients be the best that they can be. So we're here to talk about a new question today. Anything before we get started, Cal?
One quick little plug. Hey, you guys, let's consider this to be the season, this summertime, the season of investing in yourself, investing in your profession. Let's step it up. If you are a hypnotherapist already in the profession, or if you're looking at just coming into the profession, there is no better way to start than our National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Center Super course, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Super course. We've got a program coming up in July. It's July 10th through the 16th with the weekend off in the middle. October 5th through the 16th, weekend off in the middle. Come to Southern California. Heck, visit Disneyland. Visit the beach. And it is such an honor to be a part of these classes. So much fun. And It's a lot of work, though. I mean, in 10 days, you're going to eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis. You're going to come out amazed at how much you learned, and you're going to be amazed at how much personal, individual transformation went on for the students in the class. And then also real quick, NGH convention, 7th through the 9th of 2015. And plus, stick around for 2 days and attend my 2-day age regression certification course. You've been watching me in these little 15 to 20 minute segments. Let's get serious. Let's do 2 days of work just on age regression and help you learn one of the most important tools, most powerful tools that any hypnotist could ever have. Isn't that right, Brenda?
So right. You know, age regression is so incredibly important. And what I like about Cal that you are doing this 2-day training certification at NGH is that over the years you have developed your system of age regression. Even the work that you've done in the 3 years since I have been here, you know, as you were starting to feature time tunneling technique and, you know, or even just, you know, as we're going through training, we're getting hit with so much we can't possibly remember it all. So for even for people who are already five pathers, actually going and having that time with Cal right there in class, learning from him, learning the most up-to-date information that he has. He's even added some of the ways that he explains it during this last year when he started working with those nesting dolls. So he's always finding ways to explain it in a new way, a more advanced way, to make it the best that it can be to help our clients, because we got to help our clients. And that leads in really nicely to the topic that we are going to talk about today, which is, and this is especially when we're dealing with age regression, when our client comes in and they have so many feelings, we don't even know where to start. And so this topic kind of had come to me from Judith Auslander. She is a newer five-path hypnotherapist. And Judith had a question about what to do when your client has multiple feelings that are driving the question, or driving the problem, the behavior that they're coming to see you. And she said she's noticed that people will start talking about the feelings that brought them into her office, and they'll say, you know, maybe they had some anger. But then when she brings up the feeling and she's doing her age regression, they'll start saying, I'm sad. Then she'll, you know, continuing her work in that same session, and they'll say, I'm lonely. And she kind of said, well, they switched feelings on me. What do I do now? So she wanted to know, how do I get to the core of the matter? And so Cal, that's where we wanted to start. When we're working with a client and they bounce around from feeling to feeling, especially right in the middle of your age regression, what do you do?
Okay, so we had a little nice little chat about this before we recorded this video. And one of the very, very first things, there's two things I want to talk about. I want to talk about, what did they come in for? I want to talk about the time tunneling technique. And let me do the time tunneling technique first. So I do, for years and years and years, I did affect bridge age regression. Affect bridge age regression, you have them in somnambulism, and then you give them the suggestion that there's a feeling inside them that has everything to do with why they came here today. Or if they're in for fear of spiders, you say they're that feeling you get when you see spiders. Anyway, you get them in contact with the emotion associated with the problem, and then you just simply count them back. As I count from 5 back to 1, you go back to an earlier time you felt that way. And the great technique, but the problem is, now that's called affect bridge. And I say, you know what, you can fall off a bridge. And that's what will happen sometimes, is they'll be going back an affect bridge, and they're experiencing a feeling like that they don't like fear. And guess what? The protective part of their mind says, I'm going to get away from that feeling, and I'm going to feel bored, or I'm going to feel sad instead, because I prefer that over feeling fearful. Does that make sense, Brenda?
Yes, I'm following. Thank you.
So here's the deal. When I created the time tunneling technique, what we do is we're going to create a tunnel inside of themselves, which is made up of the physical experience of the emotion. And so the feeling and the emotion, it's contained inside of them, and you can't fall off of a tunnel. So when we do time tunneling, they tend to stick with the emotion that's associated with the problem and not start feeling some other emotion. Now, so we've got to start off with the emotion that's most closely associated with the problem. So we need to think about, what is my client in for? If my client is in for fear of heights or fear of public speaking, and you're going back in time and they begin to experience sadness or anger, those feelings are not relevant to what you're working on. They might be some kind of other associated byproduct of the event they're in, but the main thing we're working with in this case is fear. So you stick with the fear, you see. If they come in for anger management issues, explosive personality kind of thing, then what we want to do is stay with the anger, and to realize that the protective part of the mind will sometimes try to focus on another emotion rather than face the origin of the emotion that we have to deal with. And that's, after all, what we're doing with age regression. We're going back through these different events until we get to the very first time they felt that way. And you know what? That might be the last place in the world they want to go to. So the protective part of the mind will try to find a sadness exit or a guilt exit or something like that rather than deal with that event. Does that sound right to you, Brenda?
Yep. Yeah, I understand, Cal. I'm learning and listening as we're talking, going, oh my gosh, seeing some events I could have done better and more effectively. Thanks.
So with this kind of thing, you got to remember the protective part of the mind is probably one of the sneakiest parts of you, and it will purposefully try to take you off in another direction. So now the other thing that someone might come in for, it might not be an anger issue, it might not be a fear issue, is it might be what we call a too much behavior. And I talk about these behaviors in my book, The Secret Language of Feelings. You can learn more about them on thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com or the abbreviated form TSLOF.com. And what happens is somewhere in our life, we learn to deal with painful emotions through the process of distracting. You know, maybe when you were a child, you hurt your finger and grandma put a cookie in your mouth and said, here, you'll feel better now. And you go, gosh, I do feel better. And now you've now learned to manage either emotional pain or physical pain or, you know, these kinds of things through the distraction of food or drinking or whatever it is, you see. So sometimes a person might have several feelings that are associated with the problem as you go back in time. And if it's a too much behavior, the one you want to deal with first is the strongest, most powerful emotion. Because as you learn in The Secret Language of Feelings, what we have is we call feel bad, distract cycle. You have a feeling inside you that causes you pain. And then you've learned to distract. So whichever one has the most energy is providing the most drive to distract. So we would start with that one. Whichever one seems to be the strongest, follow it back. It has the priority. Neutralize that. And we can continue to do that in the age regression process forever, which, you know, obviously isn't practical. So what we would do is we would take the ones that seem like the most important, one or two or maybe three. You have to just kind of look how the client is or how much time you have. Work with the most powerful one first, the second one second. But don't worry about every single little emotion that they've ever had, because what happens is their desire to change, along with the power of the hypnotic suggestion, along with the power of the insights that are being generated, become more powerful than every little feeling they ever had that they might want to distract from. So the answer to that is, one of the most important things is, what are they in for? If they're in for a fear, then obviously in the age regression, fear is the most important thing. If they're in for something like anger or guilt, then those are the most important things to take care of in the age regression. If they're in for a too much behavior, any strong emotion that they're experiencing chronically over time can provide a consistent drive to do the distractor, eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, whatever it is too much, including work too much, exercise too much. So So we may have to deal with more than one emotion in the age regression, and we will always start with the most powerful one, then we may go to the second or the third one, until we've dealt with enough of that emotion to where they are starting to feel that they no longer have that strong drive to do the distractor. And then, of course, whenever we do age regression work, as five pathers, we want to go on and continue to do phase three, four, and maybe five. Phase three is forgiveness work to get rid of anger, because even if they're in for a fear, someone did that to them, and the anger they may have over that can continue to drive the problem. Then there's phase four, which is forgiveness of self to get rid of the guilt or anger that they may have towards themselves, which can continue to drive the problem if not dealt with. And then phase five of five path has to do with secondary gain issues. And really, it's the five path is the only systematic approach that I know of, or any approach in hypnosis that's designed to work specifically with secondary gain issues, to first determine if they exist, and second, to deal with them so that they don't cause the problem to continue after the cause of the problem has been neutralized. How is that, Brenda?
Very good. Very good, Cal. And I think, always valuable to remember that when we are doing these regressions, you're right, some of these events have multiple feelings. I've been working with a client recently, and we keep ending up at the same ISE. We got there through different channels, different avenues, but there are multiple feelings that are driving those, and we've had to chisel away at a few issues to really overcome the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that had taken place in that initial sensitizing event. And I think something else that is really valuable to remember is that, someone might talk about their feelings, and they're feeling sad, or they're feeling, angry, or what have you. And unless they're in hypnosis, and you're in that, you've climbed out of that tunnel, and you're asking, what are you thinking and what are you feeling? Those are valuable. They're very, it's helpful to know what feelings they think are driving the problem. Helpful, but isn't necessarily the answer that you're looking for. So always remember, you want to get them in that chair, get down to, as you're doing your regressions, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? Because those feelings that are coming up in the hypnosis session, in the age regression, that is what's driving the problem. We want to neutralize those thoughts, those feelings, those beliefs, so they can really make that change in their life. Anything else, Cal?
I think we've covered it. In my head, what's going on? I'm thinking, man, oh man, I wish I would have known this 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 18 years ago. And Brenda, isn't it amazing how, as long as you've been in the profession now, as many clients and sessions as you've done, as much teaching as you've done, there's always something else to learn.
Always. I feel like I am always learning, and I even just recently rewatched the Five Path 2.0 DVDs, and I had a few aha moments, either things that I was already doing that I confirmed, I didn't just come up with that and magically it works. There's a reason that XYZ works, or just you see it and you experience it on a whole new level. So that's why I love, always keeping fresh with some of our knowledge, learning and growth, because you're going to learn it in a whole different way, experience even the answers that Cal is sharing here, just because of where you are in your practice. So glad that we got to talk about this today.
Awesome. All right. Wrap it up.
All right, so I am Brenda Titus. I can be reached at ochypnotherapy.com or brenda@ochypnotherapy.com. You can also leave comments down here on the podcast or on Facebook. I do keep an eye out and follow along on the commentary going on each week on the podcast. So please leave us your questions or your comments. I can also be found at our Hypnospace as Brenda Titus. I'm over at that Hypnotist Lounge. I occasionally will post a fun topic for discussion over there. Just kind of keep our communication open. And I also have a group, the Board Certification, Board Certification Accountability Group. And that accountability is regular communication. What are we doing to study and prepare? Because that test is coming, and I plan to take and pass that test and get my board certification this summer. So I hope to see you all soon at the NGH convention, and we'll see you all next week here on the podcast.
All right. Thank you very much, Brenda. I want to thank you guys all for tuning in. Please pass this information out to your hypno colleagues, hypno friends, and I want to see you at the convention. This is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.